This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, Chicago police are investigating what appears to be the accidental shooting of a child last night in the Ashburn neighborhood on the southwest side. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the latest.
The shooter called 911 to report the incident that happened shortly before 6 o'clock in a home near 86th and Hamlin. Initial police reports were that a man shot his 8-year-old nephew in the chest. Carla Santiago and other neighbors tell CBS News Chicago the boy was alert when paramedics took him to the hospital.
He was taken out into like an ambulance. We really hope that the boy is okay, but we really hope that the family's doing okay as well.
Police say they recovered a weapon and took a person of interest into custody. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are looking into the discovery of a box containing human remains on the west side last evening. Reports indicate someone discovered the box on a sidewalk in an industrial area near Taylor and Rockwell just before 6 p.m. Authorities have not yet released any other information.
A DuPage County judge has denied pre-trial release for two Chicago men accused of attempting to burglarize a home in Naperville last week.
The DuPage County State's Attorney, Robert Berlin, says the two men, 21-year-old Vincent Ely and 45-year-old Rocky Miller, are alleged to be part of an organized crime ring. He says they were seen by police forcing their way into a home in Naperville, and they surprised the homeowner and then fled. They were followed to Chicago. There was a pursuit. Two police vehicles and two civilian vehicles were hit. At one point, Berlin says the men switched cars. They later crashed and were caught after a foot pursuit. One of them, Rocky Miller, is on probation for conspiracy to commit residential burglary. Both are charged in DuPage County with attempted residential burglary. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Metro's proposed $1.1 billion budget for 2025 has one feature that many riders will appreciate.
No increases of fares. Metro says that will be possible because the expected growth in expenses will be covered by strong sales tax revenues and federal COVID relief funding that's expected to run out in 2026. Public hearings about Metro's proposed budget will be held throughout the region on November 6th and 7th. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
In the wake of devastation from Hurricanes Helene and Milton, the state is warning people to be aware of funding scams. The state attorney general urging people wishing to help out to take the time to look into the charitable organization before donating. It includes investigating whether a charity is providing direct aid or raising money for other groups. Donors may want to avoid a middleman giving directly to charities that have a presence in that region.
The Brookside campus of Waukegan High School was put on soft lockdown yesterday after what police say turned out to be a bogus threat. Waukegan Deputy Police Chief Scott Chastain says it first appeared the threat came from the United Kingdom, but later it was determined it came from inside the school.
At that point, you know, we put all our resources that we had into the school and trying to attempt a clearing. The entire building, all the exterior, the roof, all the outbuildings, pretty much everything we could, make sure everything was clear. There was no weapons, no suspects found. And then once we were done, we cleared the scene and got this kid back to class.
Police say whoever is responsible for the threat could face serious criminal charges.
A Chicago area candy making plant closes its doors today, leaving dozens laid off.
Jelly Belly is closing its plant in North Chicago. Its parent company, Chicago-based Ferrara Candy, says 66 workers are being laid off. Jelly Belly used to be made in the northern suburbs, but 10 years ago, the company moved its operations to its California plant. Since then, the North Chicago plant has been used to produce private label and contract candy production. Ferrara Candy owns such brands as Brock's, Sweet Tarts, Chuckles, Lemonhead, and Red Hots. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A report from the Cook County Treasurer's Office says the number of overdue property tax bills is rising, especially in the south suburbs. The report says the area where there was a major reassessment has late payments up nearly 28%. Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas says people need to pay more attention to where their tax dollars are going and then hold local governments accountable through elections.
I bet that most of the people that I send the bills to don't read them. So we've got this public relations campaign going saying, read your bill, Every one of these governments on the left-hand side of your bill, they have a hearing once a year. They tell everybody, this is what I'm going to spend. Nobody ever goes. It's like the last election. 20% of the people in Cook County voted.
With about 60% of property taxes going to schools, Pappas is calling on the state to find a more equitable way to fund schools and ease the burden on property owners.
A man from downstate Washington is charged with stealing more than $700 worth of merchandise from a Best Buy store in West Suburban Bloomingdale. 34-year-old Domenico Polizzi is charged with felony counts of burglary and retail theft. The DuPage County State's Attorney's Office says Polizzi was on pretrial release for allegedly stealing a $600 golf club from the Dick's Sporting Goods store in Lombard last February.
Chicago police are releasing images of two men who robbed a McDonald's on the far south side last month. Police say the robbery was reported during the noon hour on September 24th at the restaurant near 114th and Halstead. Reports indicate two masked men approached the counter and one of them pointed a gun at an employee. Now sports sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Here's Josh List.
Too smoggy, too busy, too much distraction. The Bears aren't staying in London, England. They're in Ware, Hertfordshire, about a 60 to 90 minute drive north at Hanbury Manor. That's a Marriott Hotel and Country Club and does have a football field specially built for visiting NFL teams to practice. So they've been right at home since arriving on Tuesday in the London area. And the Jaguars are there too, staying in jolly old England for their Sunday morning affair. The Bears will practice again today, sitting about a point to point and a half favorite Sunday. San Francisco goes up 16-0 and holds on when the Seahawks get within 23-17 on a long kickoff return and short touchdown. Going into the fourth quarter, San Fran's defeated Seattle six in a row now, 36-24. They're tied at 3-3. 49ers Seahawks top the NFC West. Northwestern struggling, having lost three out of four, and plays ball at Maryland tonight, the Wildcats and Terps. And the Blackhawks and Jets are on Winnipeg ice tonight. Arvid Soderblom expected to start in goal for the Hawks. Peter Mrazek plays tomorrow in a back-to-back in Edmonton. 18-year-old number one draft pick Macklin Celebrini scores the first goal of the Sharks season before losing in overtime. So he's the 32nd youngest player ever to score an NHL goal. 18 years, 119 days. Connor Bedard's the 23rd youngest ever to score. Josh List, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Hundreds of custom cars and bikes will be on display at Navy Pier this weekend.
All my things.
The 12th annual Slow and Low Low Rider Festival is a cornucopia of cars, creativity, and color. This year, the community will fill Festival Hall with a huge collection from more than 70 car, bike, and motorcycle clubs.
We're going to have record numbers this year, so we're going to be pushing about 275 cars on the floor.
Festival co-founder Lauren Pacheco says low rider culture dates back to the 40s in predominantly Latino communities where car culture became the craze.
So you had young urban Chicanos in East LA and California really kind of pushing innovation boundaries, pushing aesthetics, pushing art forms, and integrating that into cars.
The Slow and Low Festival is the largest gathering of the lowrider community in Chicago. It will also feature dancers, live music, and pop art installations. The festival is the grand finale to Hispanic Heritage Month and will be on Saturday at Navy Pier beginning at 10 a.m. Lisa Fielding, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A South Suburban casino is expected to open a month from today. The Daily Southtown reports that the mayor of Homewood says pending final state approval, Wind Creek Chicago Southland is set to open its doors on November 11th. The entire project, including a hotel and restaurant opening next year, is expected to generate 800 permanent jobs. The casino is near I-80 and Halstead in East Hazelcrest, but is adjacent parking lots are in Homewood.
The pool at the YWCA Evanston North Shore is currently closed. It's over a health concern. An email sent to CBS News Chicago by a member of the Y indicates two people associated with the facility have been diagnosed with Legionnaire's disease. It adds Legionella bacteria was found in the YWCA's hot water system. CBS News Chicago has reached out to the facility's leaders and the Evanston Health Department for comment.
Northern Illinois University has received its single largest donation ever, $40 million, and it's already earmarked for a major project.
The Bostard Bowell Health Technology Center will be a space for teaching students going into the healthcare field, research, and clinics. The Bostard Family Foundation was started by the co-founder founder of Cardiac Pacemakers in Minnesota. Jeff Boustert says his parents met at NIU and their family foundation gift is the high point of their legacy in medical devices and education. Construction is slated to start in 2026 after the demolition of the Lincoln Dorms. The State Capital Development Board already approved $77 million for the new center. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.